Crane. This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
How's everything going out there in the radio land? Appreciate you tuning in to AM860 The Answer. I'm Patrick Hyland. In studio with me is Scott Levinson. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Nice day out there. Nice
yeah, it is,
day.
Man.
I'm sure we'll get our rains, but
hey, we need
right
it.
Now, not so bad.
Not so bad at all. Now, we need a little bit of rain. Get that afternoon thunder banger. That'll be fine and dandy with me. Hey, I always like to start the show off by thanking our military, the men and women out there, because freedom isn't free. God bless everything you do for us and protecting this great country and trying to create democracy across the world. Also, our policemen and women out there, they're patrolling the streets, doing one heck of a job, doing the best they can to keep things safe and sound for all of us. It'd be great if we all just obey the laws that are on the books. It'd make everybody's job easier, all the way from the justice system. You know, I don't know if I can even call it the justice system anymore, just like with politics, Scott. I don't know if we can even, that's a blood sport now, and I don't know if people are in it for the right reasons. I know you are. He's running for District 1 County Commissioner. And also, our firemen and women out there, you know, going into a burning building is no piece of cake. So God bless them for the courage to do that, and all our first responders out there and our doctors taking care of the people. And the teachers will be back in school here before we know it. I'm glad I do this every week, folks. I hope you can appreciate it. Charles Barkley said something interesting this past week that I caught.
Doesn't he always?
He does, man. And he said real simple, you know, I'm tired of these $25 million a year athletes going, I had a bad day. You had a bad day. Let me let you talk to a fireman or a policeman who just had to go through some serious turmoil. Tell me what type of day he had. And so, you know what? If you're going to run your mouth, you better be on the front lines. And Scott, you know, we're going to get into sports here, but that's kind of what you're kind of running on, man. You're for the people, aren't you, Scott? You want to talk to the people. You, ground floor. Go ahead.
You try to be. Like I said, in our country, we have a habit of putting, whether they do good, bad, whatever, but famous or people in the spotlight on pedestals. And the last people in the world we should ever be putting on a pedestal is elected officials. And the big word there is elected. They work for us. They serve us. They're not supposed to go off half-cocked on their own. Oh, well, I feel... No. You feel what we tell you. You feel what the majority of the people want. You don't promote your ideas and throw out the others. You're supposed to coalesce and listen to everyone's.
Well, you know, ever since you got in the race, Scott, I like to watch the Hillsborough County Commissioner meetings, so I'll catch them, you know, on TV. And it's just amazing how they vote. It's just, you can go, that's
guys,
so
they talked
obvious.
They talked about the next budget this week, and they put out the budget, and it was blank.
Yeah, I mean.
They talked about it at the meeting, but provided a blank document.
I mean, what was that? I mean, I don't get it, you know, and I don't care, Democrat, Republican, just like you, Scott, independent. Just do the job you were hired for. It's not about you. It's about this community. I don't mind you getting a little perk here and there. I really don't, because you work hard when you have that job if you do it right. And there's some good ones out there, just like I don't want to lump everybody into one, you know, situation. But something's got to give here. But, hey, we'll get into sports here, and we'll talk about that later on. You can call in at 877-969-8600. These are the dog days of summer, Scott. Not a lot going on in the sports world. We can talk a little bit about training camp opening up, and we're going to see how all the teams do.
Had the All-Star break.
Was fun. I enjoyed the game.
Our boys started at the game.
Yeah. Well, it was a rough outing for him, though. But there you go.
I don't know if All-Star games are ever good for a pitcher.
Kershaw looked great. And he was in the hometown.
You wonder if they you know, it's sort of like basketball. I mean, they have more incentives in baseball for the World Series. But you wonder if the pitchers aren't grooving the center of the plate for, you know. People aren't there to see good pitching. They're there to see 20-19 game.
Josh isn't with us today. He's out in Denver, Colorado. But Josh would have. You know, the over-under was 7.5. So, you know, that'd be like a basketball game being at 200. Seriously, well, you know?
An all-star game, that's not so far-fetched for a basketball all-star game.
Oh, no, they're going to get 300 points. That's what I'm saying. You would think there'd be 11 to 12 runs scored in an all-star baseball game, but there were only five. So, you know, you know what I was hoping for? If they would have went into extra innings, you know what they were going to do? I don't know if you knew they were going to do this, Scott. I'll tell you and the whole audience. They were going to do a home run derby to see who won it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, for an all-star game, I am too.
I'm okay with that.
Let's have some fun. At least have some sort of ending. You know, the tie was really bad. At least they figured that one out. But, you know, that brings up something about pitching and baseball, and we'll talk about our Rays. You know, sometimes these games get out of hand 15-2, 15-3, and they bring in the third baseman to pitch. What's your thoughts about that, Scott?
I got to be honest.
Okay.
Baseball in general is a very boring sport.
All right.
I played it. Well, it is. I mean, can we be honest? If you look at a baseball game at any given time, all right, you have 10 people on the field. You have your 9 in the field and a batter.
Correct.
Okay. On any given pitch, the chances of more than 2 or 3 people being involved in anything is rare, unless you're going to do a triple play, you know, something in the outfield. But on a given play, how many guys really touch the ball meaningful to affect the play?
Yeah,
I mean, in football, if your left guard doesn't block, it's going to affect the play.
Yeah.
If your cornerback falls down, it's going to affect the play.
True.
If your center fielder is in the outfield flirting with someone in the stands and it's a ground ball to third base, who cares?
Now, there's some truth to what you're saying. Well, that's the funny thing about football. That's why I love the game. And that's why defense has more of a benefit than the offense. Because one or two guys on defense can be sleeping and it doesn't affect the play.
In the best
football
job.
Now, wide receivers, a lot of times, it's not going to affect the play either. But the majority is going to make a difference. No,
but the best job in baseball is the outfield umpires who watch the line. They get paid.
That's just for big games.
For two foul balls, series?
That's just for the playoffs and World Series.
I don't care. That's a gig, man.
The rest of the year, they're doing first, second, third, and home. That was funny, though. I'll tell you, Scott, me up, buddy.
But you think of the
And you don't need that anymore either, okay? You really don't need. Do we have instant replay now? And I'm telling you, the strike zone has gotten ridiculous. The pitchers don't want it to change. I'm surprised Major League Baseball hasn't instituted it, because I'll get your opinion, Scott, and we'll get the audience's opinion. If they were to use the camera for the strike zone and beep down to the ump ball or strike, would that increase scoring in the game?
Absolutely.
So why isn't it implemented? That's what's surprising to me, because that's what MLB wants. That's what the fans want. You just said the game's boring. Let's get some more walks. Get some more stolen bases. Let's get some more runs.
How many young owners do we have in MLB?
Ooh, young owners? Well.
Or is it mostly a traditional family passing down?
It's been a lot of passing down recently, Scott, you know.
Well, but what I'm saying is when I say young owners, I mean new.
Oh, yeah. No.
New, let's change things up. Let's, you know.
Well,
the best way I would describe it is, how many owner do you have Mark Cuban's coming into baseball like he did the NBA?
Right, yeah.
No. I mean, Mark Cuban's the one that changed the NBA, the locker rooms, I mean.
You know what's happening now, Scott, is a lot of corporations are getting, you know, people that are like the CEOs of the corporation, you know, will go, hey, Scott, I'm the CEO of this life insurance company. You're the CEO of this mutual fund company. Let's, you know, combined and buy
this team.
Well,
let's hope they do that so they can pay to build the stadium here so we don't have to.
I like that idea. You know,
see where Manfred just said, since we're on the baseball.
Oh, yeah,
race,
he said it'd be better.
He said he'd prefer it in Tampa.
Sure, he
good.
Knows
how
better.
Much are they going to kick in?
There you go, MLB. What are you going to do?
What are you going to kick in?
That's a great point. The funny thing is, getting back to baseball, is we get more in the standings right now, the Yankees and Rays. It's funny how everybody's down on the Yankees. They're like, are they going to choke in the World Series? But then everybody in Baltimore's going, hey, we're above 500. It's just funny how each city and each team has different
thresholds.
That's
funny because I watched yesterday on ESPN the Ocho. about the year they were unstoppable and they come up in the playoffs.
Yep.
Down 3-1 when Torres was there, or Torre.
Yep.
And he looks better now than he looked back then.
That put a little stress on you under George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, you think?
And managing those cats. That was not an easy gig, to say the least.
But, you know, the thing is, do the Rays make the playoffs?
I think they're going to get that final wild card and see what happens.
You know.
I like that we've at least created that, because, you know, I'm not a fan of the divisions. I'm not a fan of playing everybody so often. But at least you don't get nailed out of the playoffs by playing in a tough division with this wild card scenario. So that helps it out a little bit, but I wish they would just dissolve all that.
You know, baseball attendance, I saw yesterday, it's down all over since the pandemic. It is down.
Yeah.
I don't know how ours could get much further now. But
isn't
it
a lot of it, though, Scott? People, you know, were jammed up at their house. Okay, you're locked into your house. Do you want to be locked into a stadium? Don't you want to go out and do other things? I think that has something to do with it. I really do.
I do. I absolutely do. We've talked about this before. How many people, if the Bucks left Tampa, people would go nuts.
Oh, yes, they would.
If the Lightning left Tampa, people would go nuts.
Right.
I don't know about the Rays.
You'd have people not happy about it, but it wouldn't be as big an uproar. I'll give you that, Scott.
Right. Is it crazy that the Rowdies' attendance is approaching the Rays?
Yeah. Well, soccer's become more of a popular sport for the youth now than it used to be for baseball. And a lot of that problem is this travel baseball.
First of all, travel baseball, travel soccer, the sports are becoming unaffordable.
Yes.
They really are.
It's sad for the
families really
to
are.
Do it.
And I will say, of all the sports, youth football used to be affordable because, you know, the teams bought all the equipment.
Right.
They let the kids use it, da-da-da-da-da. But now some of the things, like I was talking to some of the people, now the county and city are requiring every team to have 2 police per field where games are.
Right.
That's great. But that's $36 an hour for 2 people. Where do these teams come up with?
Yeah.
I mean, we're forcing them to hit parents for more money.
Yes, we are.
And especially in Hillsborough County, where they are flooded with money. I mean, they're doing stuff to the parks that they're spending money like ridiculous.
Yes, they are.
And they can't find a way. If they are requiring police, then you know what? Hire them.
Exactly.
Hire them. And help these teams out.
I couldn't agree with you more. What is going to happen over at TBYFL, the field that is? Not TBYFL.
It is a rental field. They have stripped. It is all Hillsborough County run now, and it is for rental.
Okay. So you can't just walk on the field now and work out?
No.
Okay.
No. Like, for instance, if you had a group of guys, you know, 15, 20 guys want to go play a game like of football. Touch.
Yeah, or touch, whatever, okay.
No, you got to reserve it. You got to pay for it. You've got to – I was under the impression that if a field at a park is open, we're public. We pay for it.
Yeah, do my taxes pay for that park?
Absolutely.
Oh, but then I have to pay again. Oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it makes all the sense in the world. On that note, we'll take a quick time out here on AM860 The Answer. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. Hang in there with us. We'll only be gone for a couple minutes, and there'll be some good messages for you that might be of help to you or a loved one. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
You have your own meteorologist right on your phone to get weather forecasts, detailed maps, and you'll never be surprised by rain ever again. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by NetSuite, the number one cloud financial system. Get a one-of-a-kind financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. If you have an iPhone, the weather app recently got a major overhaul. There are daily and 10-day forecasts, along with high and low temperatures. Now look closely at the temperature reading and spot the white dot. That dot tells you the current temperature. Next, on the lower left-hand corner, there's an icon that looks like a folded piece of paper. Tap that for a pretty detailed weather map. You can also track the weather in multiple locations. That's super handy. And as long as you have location services turned on, set up alerts about when rain or snow is about to start or stop. Android users don't have these features in a built-in weather app, so you might need to get AccuWeather. Get more tech smarts with my daily 30-minute podcast. It's perfect for walks and drives. It's called Kim Commando Today. This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. Gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/Kim. Head to netsuite.com/Kim for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. NetSuite.com/Kim. NetSuite.com/Kim.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Highland.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Sports Zone here on AM 860 The Answer. In studio with me is Scott Levinson, running for County Commissioner, District 1. August 23rd is the primary, but you don't need to be concerned with that, right, Scott?
Correct.
So it'll be you and Mr. Cohen come November, and that's it. Okay, should be interesting. Now, Scott, you're the one who has to say it, is my understanding. I'll lead you up. You have no problem with Harry Cohen coming here in studio and we taking like a 15-minute question and answer, correct?
I think it'd be wonderful.
Harry, he's asking for you to come into the studio.
I think it'd be wonderful.
Love to see you, man. Love for you two to debate and let the audience and the people know what you stand on the issues and let them make a decision. That's what this great country's about.
I think it'd be fun. I consider Harry a friend. I mean, we've known each other a while. I consider him a friend. Just we have different political views, and I think it's great that the people get to decide which viewpoint they like the most.
You know,
isn't that what it's all about? Without throwing hate, without throwing accusations. How about let's just all be people, state what we believe in, and let everyone decide from there.
Exactly. And another thing is, I think politics are starting to get to the point where people are tired of the career politician also, Scott. So I think this is a good avenue for you and a good opportunity. I think everybody should put their name in the hat and serve and do something in the community. You know, every week, if you would just spend 15 to 30 minutes doing something productive in your community, you'd be amazed how better our country would be. I don't know why people don't do that.
It would. Not like we all don't have the time. Times change, things progress, and you know, we're you know, this is, I don't know if this is a good segue or not, but we were talking about baseball and how things progress.
Sure.
And I think it's real cool that for the first time since his ban, Pete Rose will be joining the 80 Philadelphia Phillies on the field to celebrate their win and everything. Yeah. This is the first time he will be on a field since his ban.
I would like to know, we were talking about this the other day, Scott. You might know the answer, you know, or maybe someone in the audience could call in. 877-969-8600. Josh is normally the guy who pulls things up for me, and he's in Denver, God bless him, helping out his brother. And my question is this. My understanding is Pete didn't get into the gambling till he became a manager. I would like to see if that's the case, number one. I know he played a little bit when he managed. I get it, but pretty much that was the end of his career when he broke the record, okay, for hits. He wasn't a manager. He was a player. Now, you want to ban him from ever being in baseball or managing again because of that? Okay, but how do you ban what he accomplished on the field? There's two different segues there, in my opinion. What's your thoughts about that, Scott? And
This is weird, and you know, you look at O.J. Simpson,
right?
You know, in a court of law, he was found innocent.
Yes, he was on that double murder, but on other things, he wasn't, which was pretty bad too.
But at that time, they stripped him, and you know,
yes, they did.
And you ask yourself, is that the way the system is? You know, we all have our thoughts. Pete Rose, has he admitted to gambling?
Finally, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Okay. Does that I want to know how him making bets on games affected his over 3,000 hits.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. Now, him betting on his team, okay, as a manager is worse than if you're a player betting on your team, though, because as a manager, you might, you know, do some things you wouldn't do if you're not betting. It's possible. I'm not saying he did. Just like they don't want you betting because if you get too far in the hole, then you are going to bet against your team.
Correct.
And that's the reason,
you know,
for it.
People,
I get,
have
it,
things over you and so,
yes,
forth. But look, what he accomplished on the field isn't,
I got one for you, Scott.
Isn't like he took steroids that helped him accomplish what he, his betting did not help him become a better hitter.
No, it didn't. Exactly. But let's talk about the PEDs. There was a great study out this week, Scott, about Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. Okay? But before I get into that, it's funny, you know, you can't bet on your team to win, but you're allowed to tell your husband to invest in something you're going to vote on, right? Is that how it works? Now, which one's worse? I'd rather a guy say, I'm betting 100 grand on me winning today because I make 25 million a year, than someone saying, hey, honey, how about putting 5 million out of her 50 million into this thing I'm about to vote on? I think one's worse than the other. I'm not sure, but maybe you can help me.
Come on, man. It was okay for Nancy Pelosi to tell her husband what stocks to buy. So,
yeah,
I mean, you
that's
know.
That's wonderful. Ain't
why
that great?
Can't they tell? I don't have a problem with the baseball player telling his wife, I'm going to kick butt today, bet the house on me.
Right.
What does that have to do with he's not betting against it? You know, that's betting for it. But,
yeah.
No, I mean, it's a slippery slope.
Sure it is.
There's no doubt about it.
There's problems on both sides of that. You bet $100,000, you lose. Then you bet $500,000, lose. Then you bet $1 million. Now you're a couple million in the hole. You're going, I might have to strike out four times today.
I want to know what the baseball, football, professional sports gods would say if we told them there's no more betting on sports.
Ooh.
There goes half the people would tune out.
And that brings up the PED, Scott. Here's what the article said. Bonds and Clemens, when they were suspected of finally taking the PEDs, the way their career would have gone, okay, without taking them, they would have had about 3 or 4 years shorter career, but Barry still would have had 500 home runs per the analytical of what people's careers do on a percentage basis, and there's guarantee. Roger Clemens would have won 290 games. Both of them are Hall of Fame numbers. And let me ask you this, Scott. Did Major League Baseball care about when McGuire and Bonds and Sosa were banging them out of the park?
No.
So aren't they just as liable as those guys?
They were highlighting it.
So don't they do – it's like saying this. The speed limit's 55, okay, and you're going 70. Well, if they're not pulling you over, then – oh, and now you're going to start pulling people over for it? Now we got a problem, Houston.
Are the MLB gods.
I'm sorry, Manfred.
You know, we've given them antitrust. We've given them, you know, they can do whatever. If they want you to build them a stadium, you build them a stadium, or they take their team and go home. And, you know, we have created this.
Yes, we have.
And I don't blame them because we have created this, and that we have given them a world where they are billionaires times 20, but they still think we owe them something.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to take a quick time out here on AM 860, The Answer. You're listening to Sports Zone. Tomorrow morning at 5:47 exactly, I'll be on with Captain Matt Bruce, Captain's America Third Watch. Great show. What they talk about in the morning, they talk about that next morning when everybody's at work. So check it out tomorrow from 2 to 6 a.m. and catch me from 5:47 to about 5:57. We're just going to take a quick time out here, give you a little news, a little weather. When we come back, we'll finish out the show. Thank you.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House COVID-19 coordinator says President Biden is doing better. He tested positive last week for the coronavirus. And Dr. Ashish Jha confirms that the 79-year-old Biden does have BA5. It's the variant that is very contagious and spreading quickly through the country. Does not seem to be any more deadly, though, than previous ones. Ashish says on CBS TV today that vaccines and therapeutics work well against BA5, and the president is improving. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the Chinese military has become significantly more aggressive and dangerous over the past 5 years, the top military officer making comments during a trip to the Indo-Pacific region. And Israeli police say troops and special forces on an arrest mission exchanged fire with Palestinians in the West Bank today. 2 Palestinians killed. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com, on 100.3 FM, W229 DJ Dunedin, by downloading The Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour, only on AM 860, The Answer.
Times of clouds and sunshine today with a thunderstorm in parts of the area this afternoon. Today's high 93. Clouds breaking tonight, low 79. Tomorrow, sunshine, areas of high clouds in the morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a thunderstorm and a high of 92. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Drew Shannon for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for everybody listening to us all the way down in Port Charlotte, all the way up to Crystal River, and all the way out to Lakeland. We appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. We will take your calls at 877-969-8600. The Bucs, they signed Mr. Rudolph, Scott, tight end, to kind of take the place of Gronk. He did a great job up in Minnesota. I'm looking forward to see what he can do here.
I'm okay with our tight ends.
You like Brady a lot. So do I.
I'm okay with our tight ends. And I think, you know, Brady has confidence in him. I mean, he's not afraid to throw the ball to him.
Well, Brady did make one comment. He says, it's going to be hard to throw to you, Rudolph. You went to Notre Dame. That was funny. See,
I sort of agree with that.
That's funny.
The best part of Notre Dame, with all their tradition and all of their lore and all of their the horsemen and
Newt Rockne. Come on, man. Win one for the Gipper, baby.
The best thing of Notre Dame ever is Rudy.
Rudy.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's the greatest Notre Dame story.
It's up there. That's for sure. It really is when you think about it, how, you know, that all transpired. And pretty neat. Pretty neat. That was a cool movie. I thought you were going to say the Golden Domers. So anyway.
No. The Helmets are pretty cool. I like Joe Theismann.
Montana. Yeah. There's some history there.
I still can't watch the Theismann.
Jerome Bettis, play. The bus, baby.
Dude, I still can't watch that. I have never seen the complete play where Lawrence Taylor takes Joe Theismann's leg. I can't. I have to this day never watched that.
You don't want
play.
To. So that's good. Don't do it. I've seen it way too often. It was just a freaky thing, you know, the way he jumped on his back and the way he was playing.
Did it? No.
That's crazy, brother. Just sad.
But the Bucs, I mean,
I wish Josh was here for this and this alone, but we'll have to bring it up next week. Does Cal Rudolph turn into a fantasy tight end on your team?
Well,
now?
I was watching, I have no idea because, you know, I'm not really into fantasy.
I know.
But I was watching the ESPN breakdown of fantasy. They got Brady ranked number one quarterback.
Well, you might have, that's what he was last year.
No, this what they have him ahead of Aaron Rodgers ranked number one.
Well.
Now, they might do a different scoring thing watching.
Because Brady's about three or four because they think he's going to digress a little bit. So, I mean, I get it. There should be some up-and-comers that are going to do better. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting.
Can professional sports sustain if we keep paying the money? Kyler Murray, in honest to God, if I said to 20 people walking into a football game this year, tell me your top three quarterbacks, Kyler Murray would not be mentioned.
No.
You wouldn't mention him.
No.
You would, and he just 160 guaranteed?
I know. A lot of bread, man. A lot of bread.
These Lamar guys are Jackson is going to make $1 billion.
It's going to be up there. Seriously, it's probably going to be a $300 million contract, $30 million a year for 10 years. That's probably what he's going to get. You're 100%
Again,
right.
Again, how?
Yeah. Who's paying for this?
How? We are.
Yeah.
How can the average sports fan go watch a game?
And it's even more than that, Scott. When you have these advertisers paying these franchises big money and the NFL big money, when they're paying out millions of dollars to advertise, do you think maybe that rises the cost of the product when you go buy it? Yeah.
And of course. And come on now. It's trickling down, folks.
And the wages aren't trickling up. That's the problem. We better wake up in this country.
These high school kids, you can see right now, they're moving around teams here in Hillsborough County before the start of the season. You got players from IMG going back to your more traditional high schools. You know, win that state title, get that money, get your, you know, ready. I just, you know, what's going to happen when these high school kids, their senior year, yeah, they made the playoffs, but they know they can't win the state title. Are these kids not going to play because they're getting that college money?
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? It really is. You predicted this could be the start of something. But let me ask you this, Scott. Okay, high school's pushing it. I'm not going to disagree with you. College, I don't have as big a problem with it. I know you and I disagree a little bit on that. I would like to see him put some money away for the kids for future. You were joking around about
that.
Rudy.
Trust funds, I've said that.
Even Rudy. When they talk to him, the real life Rudy, and he goes, man, I just practiced. I didn't play the games, and I'm beat up today, you know, at 60-some years of age. So just think about that, these guys that are playing college. They're going to have some issues down the road. It'd be nice if they had some money put away to help them out. Just like the NFL now has a pension for these guys for being hurt. They need to do the same thing for the college guys. But how about, you know, the head coaches now getting $10 million a year? Kirby Smart, God bless him, won the national title. $10 million a year for, you know, 5 years? Is that a good – does he deserve that kind of money?
I don't know whether they deserve – and we're talking college now, but this is part of my reason I am so against. Forget it's not good for taxpayers.
Right.
But this is why I'm so against the audacity of these owners asking us to pay their bills.
Yeah, from a pro standpoint, if you can pay $260 million to a guy, why do I need to fund a stadium for
you? If I'm building you a stadium, why is it costing me and my family of four $500
to see a game?
To go see a game. Didn't I already pay you?
You're right. That's the problem. Just like we mentioned earlier in the show about, why do I have to pay to go to the park? Didn't I already pay to have this public park? Something doesn't jive here. Too much double standard.
I hate
and
to
double taxation.
Compare the two, but because your county governments and your municipality governments are no different than your professional owners. They feel they are owed something. They don't work for us. We work for them. And if they don't have enough money, we'll just tell the people they got to give us more as they keep getting raises.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, Hillsborough County commissioners get over $100,000 a year.
Okay.
Why? Why? I mean, please. I mean, as citizens, we should want to do these things because we want to help.
Yes.
We want to help, but too many of them look at it ways as to advance their career and advance their retirement, it's sad. It's every as Joshua if he were here, he would say that's the way the world's set up.
Yeah.
It's all about making money. And I'm okay with that. I don't care if these owners make billions. They do.
Yeah. And if they do,
billions
that's fine.
And billions
but
and
don't
billions.
Don't put it on other people.
But, why then throw it on the average Joe in the streets?
Yeah. Well, you know, we do it with a lot of things, though, Scott. Here's the problem in general. You know, if you don't have kids, should we have a school system? Well, if you don't like sports, should we have sports teams? Now, obviously, school's more important because you want the kids to be productive. I get it, Scott. I'm saying the same concept could be used for a lot of things.
Here's the difference. I am paying for to hopefully – Now, in Hillsborough County, it's very questionable the way our school board runs.
Right.
But you would hope you are paying taxes to better your future, my future.
Yes.
By educating these children to carry us on into the next generation.
Amen.
I am willing to invest in that.
So am I.
I am actually, but I'm not willing to add another tax like they're trying to do on the ballot here in August for the school board. Again, before I start giving government more money, government needs to show me they have the ability to budget and be fiscally responsible.
Here's the thing, Scott.
Find me a politician that is.
Amen to that. But let me ask you this, Scott, and I know your thoughts on this, and I think in principle you have to strive for it. But in reality, I don't think you can do it. I wish you could. And I'll get to my point, Scott. And that is, government can't run like traditional businesses, but it should strive to run, because more things can happen in a county than it can happen at Levinson and Highlands business.
Here's when you work for a municipality, Friday comes, 5 o'clock, the whistle blows. Yes, folks, in the old days when we were young, they would have whistles that would blow and say, the job's
funny.
Over.
Good job, Scott.
The whistle blows. Now, you own your own business, per se. Right. You know, you got, I yeah. do. And we just don't go home on Friday and say, who yeah. cares?
No.
Because the taxpayers are there to rescue us, even if we make a bad decision.
That's a good point,
Scott. I mean, like I said, the You're CEO right. or people get fired.
Yes.
In companies, when they make a bad decision, when a manager at a restaurant screws up, when a cook, they get fired. When our elected officials spend money irresponsibly, nothing happens. We hope to vote them out.
Yes.
When we have the opportunity, but it's the same thing. You know, it's funny, we're relating sports and politics, but very similar.
They are, in a lot of realm and reasons. I'll tell you what, we'll take another quick time out here on AM 860. And so we come back, we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. Enjoy these messages. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Brandon Tatum knows what the police are going through.
Policing in America is one of the most underappreciated professions, period. Because you're underappreciated, overworked, and they over expect you to do stuff. Like, there's an over expectation of policing.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 6, right before Sebastian Gorka at 9 on AM 860. The Answer and TheAnswerTampa.com.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. If you are thinking about flying into or out of Florida this summer, you may want to think again. More than 5,000 flights nationwide have been canceled since last Thursday. Stranded passengers have been a daily occurrence across America, as airlines trying to rebook those left behind is a challenge because most future flights are also full. Both pilot and crew absences are causing the most difficulties. Additionally, we're only beginning the summer thunderstorm season, which also causes great challenges to keep our hub-and-spoke airports running on time. If you book a flight, try to be on the first flight out of the day, both departing and returning home. Getting an early start always helps to get you to your destination before the daily backup begins. And above all, stay safe, as traveling by any mode will be a stressful undertaking. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in there with us here on a beautiful Sunday morning here in Tampa. Everybody coming out of church and checking us out, we greatly appreciate it. We appreciate the support immensely, and so do our sponsors. Feel free to call in. We have about 10 minutes left to chat, 877-969-8600. Do you like the fact that the Bucks picked up Rudolph as their tight end for this upcoming year to complement Mr. Brate? So we shall see what happens. I think it's a good addition, Scott. I'm happy with it. I always liked him, you know, at Minnesota.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think he can be of help to us. I really do.
I do. I think you're solid in the receiver department.
Yeah. I'm hoping for, you know, Godwin to come back as soon as possible and healthy. I don't want him coming back too soon, man. That's the worst thing that can happen, okay, with that type of injury. So, you know, we'll be fine with Evans and some of the other wide receivers, and now with Rudolph and Brate, we'll be fine. I mean, Brady's the master of the two tight end system anyway, so he'll be able to make that work. You know, I'm curious to see how Todd Bowles does this year with the team and, you know, the change from Bruce Arians to him. Let me get your opinion on something, Scott. We've never talked about that on the show before. Do you think Tom Brady had anything to do with Aaron stepping down as the head coach? People are saying that,
yes.
You know, he probably said, you know, I need Bruce to be in the front office.
Yes.
And he's going to put Todd there in a year or two anyway, so just tell him to do it early so he and I don't have to fight each other every week.
I think Brady stayed because of that. I think Leftwich is here because of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, that's where Phil Jackson, I'm switching to basketball, I have to give him full credit on how he coached the Bulls with all those superstars, how he coached the Lakers with the superstars. It's not easy to do because you still have to take that I'm the head coach and you're the player. The problem is the player's making 3-4 times more than the coach. Now, back when we were kids, it wasn't that way. The head coach was the highest paid on the, you know, out there. I don't know if that's good or bad. That's something to be said.
You wonder, is it the coach or is it the players? Because, you know, you look at Phil Jackson, he had the issues a little bit with Kobe and Shaq, you know, and
they worked it out, though. And with
sort of.
Well, with Jordan and Pippen, too, he had to fight with those guys and Rodman, but he made it work.
But like you know, Shaq says today, if he would have just shut up and stayed in L.A., they would have won 10 titles. He's probably – but then you've got those coaches that seem to be able to do it where you never hear or there aren't the issues. For instance, you look at a Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we don't look at Golden – Steph Curry is obviously one of the greatest ever. And then we look at their other players. Maybe we don't look at them as superstars.
You're right.
Draymond, Clay, even though they are.
Yeah.
You look at the old San Antonio Spurs, how he handled the Admiral, how he handled Duncan, Ginobili. There are certain coaches that you don't see those issues on
a
team.
You know how to get out of the way going back to baseball.
The Boston Celtics with McHale, Bird, Parrish, and, you know, they all seem to mesh.
Right.
And maybe it's just because, as Joshua always says, it's the day of internet, and we hear and see everything.
Sure, that's part of it. No, you're right, Scott. No, it's amazing how it works out. Joe Torre managing the Yankees. I guess what I'm trying to say, people think it's easy to be a head coach, a manager, when you have superstars, and it's not. Does it make your job easier to be, you know, affiliated with those guys? Yeah, because chances are you're going to win more than you lose. You get to keep your job. But there's also the keeping the harmony.
Like Barkley, like you said.
Oh, Charles Barkley's funny.
He says, you know, even when you're in last place, and you're still making $25 million a year, ain't that bad.
It's not that bad. You got a pretty good life.
You're doing all right.
You know, come on, man.
Now, if you play for the Cubs, Maybe not so.
Yeah, the Cubbies, man. They're hurting. But they came through last night and won 2-1 over the Phillies. Way to go, Cubbies!
Whoopee.
Well, hey, it's a start.
They're like 14 games out.
It's all good. They're there, though. They're there. They're showing up.
I do have a question for you guys.
Go for it, Ken.
What do you think of Gronk's girlfriend saying?
Camille. She's cool.
Saying he might be back.
He will be back, Ken. I'm telling you.
I think it's wishful thinking.
Really?
She's realizing, I don't want you around this
Hey, Camille's cool, man. She ain't like that. Her and Gronk in the commercials are the best, though. They need to do more commercials. She's cool, man. I like her a lot. Camille's all right, man. She's funny.
I just don't want you around that much.
She puts him in his place on the commercials, and I'm sure in real life, too, like Gronk. You ain't all that.
So you guys really think it's over for him, then?
No. I don't. No, I don't, Ken. No. I think if they make a playoff run and Brady wants him back in December, and depending on how Rudolph turns out, how Brady turns out, what if one of those guys get hurt and they're in the playoff run? He's back. Brady just makes the call, and that's it. You know?
I just think Gronk is tired of training camp.
Of course he is.
He's just, you know.
He's earned the right to skip that, I think.
I think so, too. You know, at least the first 2 weeks, if you're going to play the whole season and just say, hey, man, I'll be there in a couple weeks. Let me get my body in line for another, you know, 18-week season here. You know, 17-game schedule, 18 weeks of getting your body ready. And even on the off week, you can't get silly, or when you come back, you get hurt. So it's tough. It's different. But I can't answer your question. I'm going to say 60-40 he comes back in some fashion. I'm leaning towards more he comes back than he doesn't.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so it could be very interesting. And
apparently some people aren't agreeing with
apparently,
us.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah.
Or they are agreeing. One way or the other.
Yes, but,
sir.
No,
that's funny.
You know, I guess it'll depend on where we're at.
Yes,
that point.
I think so. And, I really do. You know, what happens if Brady or Rudolph gets hurt in training camp? God forbid. Like them both very much. But if that were to happen, does Brady say, Gronk, come on, man. Now I need you for sure. We can't do it without you. I don't know.
I don't mean to sound funny. Or who's our backup?
Quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, Blaine Gabbert. And also
Kyle Trask. Oh, they did re-sign him.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that's been accomplished.
I didn't know if they re-signed him.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah. Kyle Trask.
You know what that tells me, though?
Okay.
They're not that confident in Trask.
Well, yeah. Well, it's just a second year. I mean, it takes time.
But why sign Gabbert? If it is his second year,
because two reasons. Because Gabbert knows the offense better than Trask, number one. Number two, he has experience game film. So, I mean, hey, I remember the Dolphins with Greasy and Morrow. And you had, people won't remember this, but Jim Delgazio was a great left-handed quarterback. And he's like, hey, what, you brought me in here and now you're not going to play me. Don said, no problem, Green Bay needs you, bye. That's how it used to be in the old days.
Now, me personally, I think it goes deeper.
I
think this just goes deeper. I think the Bucs are realizing, oh, we forgot he played for the Gators. And when's the last time there was a good Gator quarterback?
Whoa, easy, man. We're the Gator Network. You watch it. And the Florida State Seminoles lost their star recruit to Virginia Tech at quarterback.
They did, too.
So that's what I'm talking about.
But I am being serious. When's the last time the Gators had a good quarterback in the NFL?
In the NFL? Well, there's some. Was Grossman okay?
No.
Okay. Was Danny
Warfel? Wait. I'll put it to you this way. Grossman went to a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So did Dilfer. Was Dilfer okay?
He was okay. Come on now. He was serviceable.
Who was better, Dilfer or Grossman?
Dilfer by a hair.
Okay, then let's not say Grossman was good.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
What about?
Who else? Tebow?
Yes.
What
about Danny Werfel? All right, John Reeves, God rest your soul. He was good.
NFL quarterback. Reeves played in the USFL. He was
good for Philly for a few years.
NFL quarterback.
From the Gators. All right, well, that could be a tough one. We'll have to look up. I mean, hey, Grossman went to a Super Bowl. Quit picking on the Gators, man.
So did Dilfer. I'll say it again.
Hey, welcome into the Sports Zone. How you doing today? What's on your mind?
How are you guys? I hope everything is going great and the good Lord's blessing y'all.
Amen. He is. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. What's on your mind, my man?
Hey, I tell you, it was funny y'all talking about Gronkowski there. I'm not a Buccaneer fan or anything by any stretch, but it's funny how he said, you know, that oh, she doesn't want him around or whatever. It almost sounds like my wife. We've been married 28 years, me and my wife. And I said to her, she goes, you work seven days a week and you were coaching all these years. I said, why do you think we've been married 28 years?
There you go, man.
Charles, I'm with you. I've been married 27 years. And it's just like I came home the other day and realized that we had a different color living room. And I asked my wife what made her do that. She says, babe, I did that 7 months ago.
Hey, you know.
You just, you know.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, it's all good, right, Charles? As long as you pay attention to her and you got the money for her to do the room right, then it's all good.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the thing, like both of you know, they always tell us to be honest. Mine came out the other day and says, does this straight dress make my butt look bad? I said, no, not more than the red one.
Right.
I had to sleep on the couch for two nights.
That's just not right. Try to be honest, and that's what you get. I'll tell you, Charles, my wife wanted something for her birthday that went from zero to 150, shiny, and in a flash. Well, I was at Bed Bath & Beyond, and I bought a scale. Boy, that's what got the fight started. I don't know what. I was trying to be a nice guy, man.
All right, Patrick. There's a few things you never buy your wife. You don't buy her scale. You don't buy her kitchen appliances.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a vacuum?
You that'd be the last thing.
That's not a good thing.
That'd be the last thing. I can't say it in the house.
Oh, my.
The great thing about it. The great thing about it is when you get home, you ask your wife, both of you ask your wives and stuff, says, why are women's feet smaller than men's? It's because it makes it easier for them to stand closer to the oven.
There you go. I'm right there with you.
Charles, you got an extra room for me?
Oh, yeah. I got you. I'll take care of you, man.
You're good people, Charles. Hey. God bless you, man. Have a great week.
God bless you guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, man. So, man, that was fun. That was fun. Got to have fun in life, man. Don't take ourselves so seriously, like my man Charles Barkley said.
You just can't.
It's ridiculous.
Of course, it's easy when you're worth $150 million to say that.
Yeah, but these people that are making $50 million a year and running their pie
holes. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I do, too. How about just be happy, okay?
I do.
Hey, Scott Levinson running for District 1 County Commissioner, baby. Come November. Vote for him, baby. Also, how can we fund your campaign, Scott Levinson?
They tell me go to votelevinson.com.
Votelevinson.com, baby. Send him some money. He's your man. He is the man with the clue. Okay, I'll leave it at that for your District 1 County
there
Commissioner.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Always peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.